ABC NAIDOC Digital Radio, saluting our unsung local heroes working in Indigenous communities.
Hello, my name is Cheryl A. Welsh. I was born and bred in Melbourne, but my family is from the Deniliquin area. Currently, I'm living in regional Victoria and working in the Shepparton Department of Human Services in the Youth Justice Unit. I am the second youngest of seven children with a much larger extended family. Two of the biggest barriers for me in my life were people having no expectations of me, and the other is simply the unknown. No one expected me to finish high school, let alone a degree at university. I was the first in my immediate family to finish high school, and I had absolutely no idea about university, and I thought that it was way out of my league. It wasn't until one teacher spoke to me and explained simple things such as hex fees, scholarships, assessments, general time spent at uni, just the small little things that most people believe is general knowledge. I completed Year 12 at Northland Secondary College in Preston in 2004 and was offered the opportunity to go to RMIT University through the SNAP program. I accepted the offer to enrol in the Bachelor of Arts in Criminal Justice Administration, but I deferred my studies for 2 years as I was pregnant with my daughter Tanisha. When I started my degree in 2007, I was 20 years old and Tanisha was 1.5 years old. We were living with my parents in regional Victoria because I couldn't afford to live on my own. As soon as I got to uni, I went to the Aboriginal unit and introduced myself to the staff there, as I was told by my previous Koori educator at high school that they would be able to support and assist me through my journey at university. The staff at the unit provided me with various information, including scholarships. I was lucky enough to be successful in gaining a number of scholarships that supported me throughout my degree and enabled me to successfully complete my degree in December 2009. I believe that I would not be who I am or where I am today if it wasn't for that one teacher, the support networks I had, the scholarships that I had received, or the opportunities that I had been privileged to be a part of. So when I can, I volunteered and continue to volunteer for programs that motivate and introduce Indigenous youth to think about attending higher education. Some of the programs and forums that I've been involved with are the Koori Express program and the RMIT Lead program at RMIT University and the Wanik Student Leadership Forum recently in 2010. I was honoured to receive the Ricky Marks Aboriginal Young Achiever Award in 2009 in recognition of my achievements. There are a number of barriers for Indigenous people, and it's great to know that there are fantastic programs and initiatives that aim to assist and support Indigenous people.
ABC NAIDOC Digital Radio, celebrating NAIDOC Week 2010 with Indigenous communities.